offer our most loving and humble pranams at your divine lotus feet. We, the final year students of the 2019 outgoing batch of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, College of Nursing and Allied Health Sciences, express our utmost love and gratitude to you for giving us this blessed opportunity to study at your lotus feet. Living in your divine presence in the temple of healing at Whitefield has truly been the real education that has transformed our lives and gave new meaning and purpose to it. There are millions and millions of your devotees who pine for this opportunity, and yet it is only your love and grace that has drawn us into your fold. Out of our immense grace and your mercy, you heard the calling of a pining heart, and let us be one among the chosen ones to have the privilege and blessings to be called your property. On this sacred day, we offer our hearts filled with gratitude to thee. Pray, accept them, and bless us all.
Janan ki janan dana deva.
is said, Tena vina trunamapi na chalati. Without your will, not even a single blade of grass can move. Just a few years ago, we were all scattered in different corners of the world. Responding to your divine call, we came into your loving fold. It was indeed the beginning of two journeys, an outward journey on a career path guided by our teachers, and an inward journey to understand our true selves, with you as the sole guide and guardian. Swami, some of us did not even know about you, some of us knew, and yet were too scared to leave our comfort zones. Some yearned to be your student, while some others were drawn into your fold through your instruments.
Always wanted to bring a smile on my father's face, and so studied hard in school to make him happy. For my college education, I joined a hostel which was a little far from my home. I could not even stay for a single day in the hostel. I called my father and asked him to take me back home. Later, it was my college physics teacher, Sri Srinivasulu Garu, your ardent devotee, advised me to join the nursing college at Bangalore. When I first entered the portals of the hospital for writing my entrance exam, I had only one thought: to be in your service forever and ever. Swami, I was surprised at myself that a girl who could not even stay for a single day in a hostel which was so near her home was prepared to stay in a hostel which was much farther for several years without any hesitation whatsoever. Sai, paaye hai tumko bade naseeb unse, tere hi badolat se ab hum sab yahan hai. Swami, I am grateful for the realization in me that it was you who has chosen me. If you are fortunate to have found you in this life and could come to your lotus feet, it is only because of you, Swami.
Churaya hai humne.
While externally we were completely involved in the rigorous academic and hostel schedule that included bhajans, vedam, music, sports, etc., we started on an inward journey. In this journey, we were alone, each with different starting points, varied paths, and variable pace. You were our only constant companion, guiding us from within. As we gained the theoretical knowledge of our respective domains, about our role as a healthcare professionals, realization gradually dawned on us that the science of medicine, like any other field of science, has its limitations. The process of healing is not merely limited to medicines, technology, or knowledge and skill of a doctor. It is complete only if you tap into the higher dimension of divinity latent in each one of us. A doctor can only cut, a nurse can only bandage, but it's God alone who can heal.
It was in my second year, in the month of July 2017, my father came along with an old lady, a friend of my grandmother, who was suffering from a liver disease. Back home, she was shown to a doctor who advised her to take medicines that cost her more than 18,000 per month. For several months, she took those medicines without any relief. She had to even sell her home to meet the medical expenses. Unable to afford, she sought help from my father, who brought her to our hospital as a last resort. As fate would have it, the doctor confirmed that the disease was incurable. The patient and my father were heartbroken. As I was consoling them, a voice from within prompted me to advise my father to give her vibhuti. Till that day, I had never tried vibhuti on myself, nor did I ever advise others to use it. It was clear to me that it was not me, but an inner force from within that prompted me to do this. They took a few vibhuti packets as their only hope of cure and returned home. After exactly a month, my father called and told me that the patient was perfectly all right and that the disease was cured completely. I learned a very powerful lesson. It's our faith in the benevolent Lord that saves us at all the times. My faith grew stronger. If we could develop unshakable faith in you and in your love, it's only because of you, Swami.
Okay. the storms of our lives, it is only faith that grants stillness. For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you made right, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I will be forever thankful, Swami. You are the one who held me up, never let me fall. You are the one who saw me through it all.
Swami, I was a girl who was very sensitive by nature. Whenever I was unable to handle any situation, I used to vent out my feelings by crying. Swami, when I came into your fold, I did not know you. Gradually, I learnt about your divinity and the seeds of faith started sprouting in my heart. One day, I got a call from my mother informing about my father's ill health. They visited the hospital for a checkup. The doctors diagnosed a heart ailment and recommended an open heart surgery. He was admitted in our hospital. Swami, I prayed to you that you should be with us during these difficult times. During the surgery, as my anxious mother was shedding tears, Swami's assurance came in the form of a song, "Why Fear When I Am Here," echoing in our Domeria Bhajan. I told my mother that all will be fine. All through, when we were waiting outside an operation theater, we chanted Gayatri Mantra. Evening, we were informed that operation got successful. I was overjoyed to find my father hale and hearty. I realized the power of chanting Gayatri Mantra and faith in my prayer, and the Lord's compassion grew stronger than ever. If we could amidst the storm of life, that is only because of you, Swami.
Thank you. gave me wings and made me fly. You touched my hand, I could touch the sky. You stood by me and I stood tall. I had your love, I had it all. I'm grateful for each day you gave me. Maybe I don't know that much, but I know this much is true. I was blessed because I was loved by you. It is said that living with God is true education. We are fortunate that the path of service chosen by us allows us to be a witness and experience your divinity through the patients who seek your grace during their testing times. Your constant remembrance makes them feel closer to you. And being a part of this healing process, even we become closer to you.
Swami, during my clinical postings in the ward, I came across several patients from different places suffering from various ailments. Among them was one, the patient who came for a neurosurgical treatment. I used to take him for a walk, teaching him bhajans and songs. One day, the nurse taking care of him told me that he had been taken to the operation theater since there was an emergency. I met his wife, who was completely distraught. Drawing the strength from chanting your name, I was able to give her inner strength and support. Gradually, he started recovering. However, his legs were paralyzed. I started taking him around the corridors of the hospital in a wheelchair, all the while singing bhajans. Unexpectedly, his condition worsened, and he had been taken to the operation theater again. He was in a state that he couldn't recognize even anything or anyone. But to my surprise, I could see his lips singing the Ganesha bhajan that I taught him. Tears filled my eyes. I gave Swami's vibhuti to him and in due course left for my vacation. After returning from vacation, one day I saw a formally dressed man waiting to meet me. It was none other than the patient, with a big smile beaming on his face. He thanked me profusely. In turn, I asked him to thank you, Swami, because you are the one who helped him. He replied that he saw you in me. That very moment, I realized that it is you who is working through each and every one of us and giving the joy of experiencing your healing touch. If we are able to see you in all the patients we serve, and the patients are able to see you in us, it is only because of you, Swami.
Bye. after, you carved out a beautiful idol from a stone by getting rid of all that was not me. You were always there for me. The tender wind that carried me, a light in the dark, shining your love into my life. You have been my inspiration. Through the lies, you are the truth. My world is a better place because of you, Swami. Your everlasting love has transformed us. There is nothing that you have not given us. We have no complaints, nothing more to ask of you. As your children, we, the outgoing batch, seek your blessings and guidance till the end of our lives. Always protect us as the eyelids protect the eyes, and bless us with your strength and faith to spread your love to every nook and corner of the world, wherever we go.
Thank you.
Swami, blessed we are to be chosen as thy instrument. A piece of bamboo goes through a transformative process to become a flute. You chose us and held our hand throughout the process just to make us your worthy instrument. You taught us qualities of adjustment, tolerance, and patience because you knew that we will need them in a long run. You chose to be the pole star to guide us when we went astray. A wonderful boon you have given us to this profession is to be with a person during the major events of his life, birth, death, disease, and suffering. By practicing your simple teachings of selfless love, we are able to touch the lives of people who rewards us with an enchanting smile, loads of blessings and good wishes.
Be it a mother who is going to deliver a newborn, a man battling for his life, or a person with an unsound mind, you endowed us with the enormous inner strength to support them all. How scared were we when we entered into the rehabilitation center, which consisted of people with unsound mind, isolated by their families. Some were way too aggressive, while others exuded childlike innocence. Approaching them was a challenge because one really cannot predict how they might act. But armed with your teachings and principles, with the strength bestowed by your love, it became easy. The real happiness we experienced was when we patiently listened to their repressed thoughts and feelings and empathized with them. A little care and concern was all that was required. The image of them waving at us in unison with loving smile on their faces still remains so vivid and crystal clear. It is all because of you, Swami, that we could make a difference into their lives. Shower us with your grace that we continue to spread your message by serving mankind with utmost love and care. Thy instrument we are, thine shall we remain forever. If we could become worthy instruments to serve in your divine mission, it is only because of you, Swami.
Thank you.
from crude caterpillars into colorful butterflies that now have wings to fly. With these wings, we can fly higher to reach nobler heights, for you are the wind beneath our wings. Basking in your love, these few years that we spend at your feet pass like a few moments. We wish we could be here forever. Our hearts pain with even the faintest thought of leaving your sannidhi. We pray that this sweet bond of love becomes stronger as the days go by. We promise you, Swami, Karishye Vajanam Tava, we will do your bidding. Our words and actions will reflect your message and majesty. We promise to return to your feet to see the joy and pride in your eyes when we keep our promise to you.
Unnoticed, but I've got it all here in my heart. I want you to know, I know the truth. Of course, I know it. I would be nothing without you. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my voice when I couldn't speak. You were my eyes when I couldn't see. You saw the best there was in me. Lifted me up when I couldn't reach. You gave me faith 'cause you believed. I am everything I am because of you. I am everything I am only because of you, Swami.
Namo Shiva Shakti Namo Hari Om Namo Shiva Shakti Namo Hari Om Namo Shiva Shakti Namo Hari Om Namo Shiva Shakti Namo
Jaya Satguru Shri Satya Sai Namo
Jaya Satguru Shri Satya Sai Namo
Baba Mahadeva, Sai Baba Mahadeva. ಕಂ ಸದಾ ಭಜೋರಿ
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ನಾಮ ತಾರಕಂ ಸದಾ ಭಜೋರಿ
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ನಾಮ ತಾರಕಂ ಸದಾ ಭಜೋರಿ
ಸದಾ ಭಜೋರಿ ಸದಾ ಜಪೋರಿ
ಸದಾ ಭಜೋರಿ
ಪಾಂಡುರಂಗ ವಿಠಲ Hello. Shabbat shalom.